Yo, 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 welcome to the Legacy Talks podcast. Y'all here with your boy Daryl and my co-host.
This your boy Jay Lloyd, and we are here to talk legacy. So if you want to start a legacy, build a legacy, or leave a legacy, let's go.
Hey, what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It is Justin, Jay Lloyd.
What's happening with y'all, man? This is Daryl, man. You know what I'm saying? You know how we coming in?
Man, we just excited today. We got a good one for y'all today. Going to be a little different. It ain't going to be as long. We want to get to the meat and potatoes. But what we talking about is, you know, something that we all go through, which is distractions. What you got to say about distractions, Daryl?
Man, on distractions, man, that's a good one. But to go off of the top, I mean, I would just say, like, I feel like I really only get distracted if I'm focusing on, I'm trying to focus too hard on whatever I'm doing.
So if you focusing in on some work that you getting done, and like you, if you focus, you saying if you focus too much on it, you feel like that would distract you.
Yeah.
How is that so?
So let's say, like, for example, like the eating thing, right? So if I just keep telling my mind I gotta eat like this, I gotta eat like this, I gotta eat like this, and I don't let my mind rest, I'm gonna start to focus on everything I'm not able to eat instead of what I am able to eat.
That's good. That's real good. So how do you not, you know, not focus on it, but like, how do you still keep in mind the goal that you have and stay from getting distracted by focusing too much on that goal?
I mean, you take it from being a focus to like a decision. So if we look up what, like, really what the word like decision means, like the basis of where it comes from, it means to like stand firm on one point or like going one way or direction. So it's pretty much like once you say you make a decision, it ain't nothing that's going to break that decision. Like, that's it. You don't have to go back and think about it again. You don't have to make it. It's like, it's done. Once it's made, everything else should just fall by the wayside if it's a true decision.
I think you hit it right on the nail. As far as, you know, you got to make that decision. I was talking to a young lady that's an entrepreneur. She's building a business. And I asked her, how do she stay focused on hand with all the distractions and everything? She looked at me like I was crazy. She was like, distractions? What are distractions? She said that the way she do it is if she's focused on, like, taking her business to the next level, she already made the decision on whatever needs to be done. So when distractions come, she say she don't even know that they're distractions because she's so distracted with what she's trying to get done. So it's not even a distraction no more. It's more so something that she's just ignoring. But what made her get to that point was she made the decision to do whatever it is she needed to do to make sure her business was right where it needed to be. That's a big deal. Big deal. Yeah. What it looked like making that decision, though? Because, I mean, people could say, like, yeah, I'm going to eat right. But in reality, they didn't make that true decision.
I mean, it all come to, like, your perspective on it, too. So I went to a spiritual development in Atlanta at the end of last year, and I went to see Eric Thomas speak. And so when I went to see him speak, he was just talking about, like, you know, your perception. And he was just saying, like, sometimes it's not necessarily what you're trying to do or how you going about it. It's your perception. It's how you're looking at it. So if you can turn your perception or if you can switch it to where you have a different, you're looking from a different lens, you're looking from a different angle, then the way that you look at it can change. And once the way you look at it change, the way that you react with it is going to change. And the reason why you react with it is going to change because of how you look at it changes. And once how you look at it changes, the value changes. Once the value changes, then how you react with it changes. And then your decision is made. Like, once you are able to put it in a perspective to where, what we was talking about last time, me and you was having a conversation, we was talking about the state of emergency. It's really when you make a decision, you putting yourself in a state of emergency. You say, this is what I have to do. It's not, ain't no excuses. That's it. Like, I'm in a state of emergency. I got to get this. I got to do this, this. That's just like when we do fire drills and stuff, it's a checklist. And you have to go by that checklist. You have to check everything off. Because if you don't, what's going to happen? Y'all going to have to go, something's going to happen to somebody. And there's something's not going to be accounted for. So you just have to do it a certain type of way. And that's really it. Like, that's it. Mm. You got to look at it a certain way. And your view of it may change because, like, at first you might be in a little honeymoon phase where you made the decision. You know what I'm saying? Then once all of that wears off, is like, it's really here. Can you really stick to what you said you were going to do? Because it's not going to be easy all the time, like, once you make a decision. But it's like, if you can get your feelings out the picture, I guarantee whatever decision you're making is going to be that much easier if you could just take your feelings out of it. Because if we thinking about, like, stuff that we had to do, it's all about how I feel. You know, I don't feel like going to work today. I'm tired today. Like, how you feel, man, that you got to cut that out. Like, because you're not going to feel good getting up every day. Like, it ain't no way you can say for every day for the rest of my life, I'm going to feel good when I get up. So if you know you're not going to feel good getting up and you can set your mind to still do whatever you need to do every single day, it ain't going to matter how you feel, because you're going to put it in your subconscious. You're going to put it in, and you're going to do it without even having to think about it.
Yeah, that's true.
And one last thing. So what I was just saying about the conscious. So with me, remember what I was saying when I focus too much on it? That's my conscious getting in the way. I'm thinking about doing it too much when I should just be doing it. Because once I start doing it, that's gonna put it in my subconscious, so I'm not gonna have to think about it. But if I'm putting too much thought into it, my conscience is gonna get in the way and it's gonna mess it up. I'm gonna start thinking too much. I'm gonna start thinking when it's really just something to act on. It's no more thinking to be done. It's all about acting. You know, it's when you make the decision, that's the thinking. When you're going through it, that's action.
Right. I was listening to an audio that was talking about that. We talked about it. They was talking about, you know, set the intention, whatever that intention is, you know. So let's say it's, you use the example, eating right. If it's eating right, you know what you can and can't eat. So what you do, instead of focusing in on, okay, this is what I can eat, this is what I can't eat, you just let go and do what you know is best for you, you know. So if it's, and then you gotta catch on to your patterns as well, you know, because there are certain things that can give you the urge to eat a specific thing, you know what I mean? So, like, for me, I seen it not work for me, and then I seen it work for me, as far as letting go. So one of the examples is a perfect example too. Back in high school, getting on top 10. I see where you're coming from now, because I was so obsessed and so focused on getting on top 10, and I visualized it the way I, you know, being on stage, being recognized as one of the top 10 people during our graduation. It didn't play out like that at all. It was actually the opposite. When I was graduating, I was number 11. And I believe the reason being was because I was so focused on getting on top 10, I actually repelled top 10 from happening. I repelled it against me, you know, because I was, you know, it's almost like when you want something so bad, you don't get it. Or like
because you're trying to do everything instead of just focusing on the one thing you need to do.
Or one thing that you can control. You know, and so a perfect example, all the fellas, y'all understand when I say this. It's almost like trying to get that girl and you just trying too hard. The more you chase, the more it becomes a race. They run from you, you know, and that's how it is with different goals and stuff like that. You set your attention, but then at the same time, you just do what you know that needs to be done. You're not going to know everything, so you do what you feel is right, and you just move from there, and then you'll get different, you know, ideas and different, you know, urges from your intuition to make it happen. And so that's how you accomplish the things that you're trying to accomplish. But when it comes down to you so focused on, you know, getting it done, you repel it against you because now, like you said, you got your consciousness in the picture. And your consciousness is something that your consciousness is meant to protect you. So it's going to protect you from failures. It's going to protect you from things you don't know nothing about. It's going to protect you from if you're trying to accomplish something and you don't know how to do it, it's going to take you away from it because that's a threat. That's a threat to your ego. So now when you get the consciousness into play and you're trying to have a conscious help you accomplish whatever there is for you to accomplish, it ain't going to happen because you too wrapped on the fact that, oh, this is what I'm trying to get done. And you actually going to produce the opposite. So it was interesting for you to say, you know, when you focus on it too much, you actually don't accomplish it. And that's how it is in real life. That's just how it is. The people that seem like they win the most is the real nonchalant people that know what they want and they just taking action and they ain't talking too much about it. And they ain't really thinking too much about it either because they already put in the atmosphere, this is what I want. And this is the only way I know to get there. So I'm just going to do this. And then I'm going to, whatever ideas and stuff come to mind, it helped me get to where I'm trying to go. But right now, this is all I know. This is what I'm doing. And I'm going to be happy doing this. And I ain't focused on how to get it done. All that's going to be taken care of. So you just let go. And when people hear this, I don't want them to think that letting go means giving up. Because it don't mean give up. It means that you're just not focused on that anymore. You focus on what you can control, which is the activity. So you do the activity, and then sooner or later, whatever you trying to accomplish will happen. But you can't be forceful, because I'm learning that life is not you can't force anything. Everything have to be manifested and attracted. And if you try and chase something, chasing, you're going to continue to chase. You got to pursue what you want, go after it, and know in your mind that I'm going to get it. And even if you don't get it, that's a lesson. That's a lesson for you. It's not see, people look at failures as they failed. Now they're a failure. No, all a failure is when you fail at something, that's just you're just giving a way that you can't go about. That way will not work. So you learn something. You learn something. Thomas Edison, when he was messing with the light bulb, he tried so many different ways. They say he failed thousands of times. And he didn't look at it like that. He just found out thousands of ways to not do it. So he reframed his mind. So I'm pumped up about that because now I know that, okay, I don't have to necessarily know how I'm going to get there. I just need to set that intention and do what I need to do in order to get there. So let's say I would say if a person was going for a promotion in a business, in a job, well, technically, you don't know exactly how to get there, but you know some of the things you need to do. Of course, being a really good worker, you know, and being able to communicate with people really good and doing everything that needs to be done and more. So if that's all you know, that's what you do. But you can't focus on what needs to be done? How can I go about this? And be a perfectionist at it, because you, the only thing you were perfect is you were perfect, you failing at trying to get whatever it is you're trying to get.
That was good, man. That was good. I came to a point when you was in there where I noticed another example of what we can say. So when you're focusing on it and your conscience gets in it, what that does is take, because when you say you want something, okay, when you say you want something, let me go back one sec. When you say you want something, right, you become tunnel vision, right? Mm-hmm. So when you're tunnel vision, as you're working in your subconscious right then. When you become conscious, you open up your peripheral. So you start to see everything instead of seeing the one thing that you're really trying to do. You open up them peripherals. So that's when the distractions can come in, because what you've done is you're taking your mind off of the vision, off of the picture. You know, you put your mind in a place where it can see everything now. Like, now it notices everything, whereas before, like, you just knew about the one thing that you were trying to go after. Mm-hmm. You know, that's just like if you, for example, if you work in a house all day, every day, but now you have to start going outside, that's really gonna be, that's gonna open your eyes up to new light, to new environments, to new things you've never seen. So things that are just like everyday things could become a distraction to you. You could walk to work and I don't know, you can see a girl or you can see a guy and they catch your eye. And then now you're thinking about that person all day. Like, man, that was a decent person. And then it may be one of the situations where you didn't say anything to him. So now you're thinking about everything you could have said to him.
Mm-hmm.
But had you been in the house all day, you're not gonna be really interacting with people unless you're calling them, or unless you're interacting with them through social media. Because if you're in the house, like, nobody's coming to the door, you don't have to really interact with people. So just doing something outside of the lens of what you do every day can be a distraction, because it's something that you're not accustomed to.
Yeah, that's true. How do you go about accomplishing the goal or taking activity, like making the best of an activity of something that you're not really accustomed to? You're not used to it, so it's something that's new to you.
You pretty much putting yourself into a routine. That's it. You put yourself into a routine. You got to just, it's all about, and routines, all routines is repetition. That's literally it, repetition. What, your body can become accustomed to waking up at the same time every day. If you go to sleep consistently at the same time every night, and your body will eventually wake up at the same time. You won't need an alarm clock no more.
That's true. Ain't that what he said for him? He haven't used the alarm clock in over 20 years or something like that.
Yeah, he said that.
That's a big deal. That's probably because he's just so used to. He said no matter what time he go to sleep, he back up. Same time.
Repetition, Lottie.
Oh yeah, repetition.
Bring it back. Repetition, Lottie. Not magna cum laude, not summa cum laude.
Right.
Repetition, Lottie.
Repetition, Lottie, boy. That's where it said. That's how you master anything, is repetition. You know, and so taking care of those distractions. You know, there are some people that don't even know that they're distracted. What do you say to those people? They want to know. If they knew, they would do better, but they don't even know they're distracted.
The only, I mean, you, as far as That's a good question. Come on, let me collect my thoughts real quick. I was about to jump into that one.
There's people out here right now. They know they want to accomplish whatever they want to accomplish and everything, and they feel that they're doing the right thing. But in reality, when they really peel the top back, they're distracted. There's some people that try and accomplish goals with certain activities, but those activities won't help them accomplish that goal. But they steady doing that activity and they obsessed with it. It's almost they distracted with it. And they like, yeah, I'm good. I'm straight. Now it feeds their ego, letting them know, like, I'm doing the best that I can do. I'm doing all that I can do. I'm doing what I need to do. But in reality, they distracted.
I think with something like that, that's where accountability partners come into play. Having an accountability partner. Like, if you're trying to do something, tell your friend what you're trying to do. And if they're a true friend, when y'all talk, they're going to bring up and they're going to ask you, so what you doing about, you say you want to go to the gym every day. I mean, not every day. You say you want to start getting back in the gym. Well, how many times you been back in the gym since last time? Like, when the last time you been in the gym? Like, you know, you just kind of just start pushing them in that area, or you say, like, you know, you it depends on the person, because you might, you know, you got to switch approach depending on the person. So you might have to say, how was the gym yesterday? Instead of like asking them, have they been to the gym? Ask them, how was the gym? And they'll tell you, they pretty much have to tell you if they went or not. They can't say, like, oh, well, I didn't go yesterday. Because then you could just ask a follow up. So when the last time you been? Then you can ask. So you can soften up the touch first by, you know, bringing in or talk about some good stuff before you go into it. Like, but it, I mean, it's all of, like I say, accountability partner, somebody to hold you accountable about what you say you are trying to do. Because the other thing too is, like, when you're surrounded with people that are better than you, like, when you not on your stuff, man. You gonna really feel bad because you're going to see everybody else doing their thing. And you know you can't hang with that group if you're not on your stuff.
Yeah, that's a big deal right there. I know I've been part of a couple groups, especially in school, where I didn't do what I needed to do. And it just didn't feel comfortable hanging around them because everybody did what they needed to do and I ain't did what I needed to do. And so I felt some type of way, but it pushed me to do what I needed to do. You know, like you said, having an accountability partners. It's kind of hard to fail when you have an accountability partner that got the best for you. It's almost like having a personal trainer.
Yeah, buddy.
Having a personal trainer, you're not going to go as hard as you would if you had a personal trainer as opposed to you just working out by yourself. You know, because when you by yourself, you'll cheat a little bit. You'll be like, all right, I did good. I ain't gonna force it. But when you got a personal trainer, they're going to push you to the limit, push you all the way to the limit. So having accountability partners is key. What are some ways to determine if you distracted or not? Because I know there were some situations I was distracted.
You have to, whatever you're working on or working towards, you have to be able to measure it. The only way you're going to know if you are successful at something is to be able to measure it. Like, how can you know what success is if you don't know how to measure it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's big.
You have to be able to measure it. Like, that's really it. Like, that's the way that you're gonna make. That's the way you're gonna make that happen. You have to find a way to measure your success.
That's a big deal because that determines how far you've come as well.
Well, you know, the ability to self-assess is very important.
Yeah, you gotta be able to self-assess and know exactly where you at. And that's the only way you can accomplish anything, though. You gotta know, you know, what's going on. If you don't know what's going on, it's gonna be kind of hard to grow when you don't know where you're growing from, or you don't know where you at.
Yep, that's all. Yep, and that goes into back into the perception, man. You gotta be looking at it the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta be looking at it the right way. And that you got, in order for you to look at it the right way, you gotta be in the right mind state. You gotta make up your mind before you get to whatever it is that you know what you're gonna do.
And that's key right there, knowing exactly, like, having your mindset in state. Because, you know, I get into it as the podcast go on, but, you know, people that's close to me, they know some of the things I've been in the household, just with my younger brother and everything. And that, I looked at that. That was a huge distraction. It was distracting me from getting to what I need to get as far as my goals in business. You know, setting myself up for the future. I'm too busy focused on having peace in my own household. But when I made the decision, and that's key right there. I made the decision. I'm like, hold on, wait a minute. I'm not finna let nobody determine my happiness, determine my state of being, determine none of that stuff. Whatever I need to do, whatever I need to get done, I'm gonna get done. And the moment I thought like that, the moment I had that thought process, I ended up, I would say, graduating from that lesson, you know, because you know you graduated from something when it don't show up no more. Now you got new things you got to deal with. And so I was excited about it because that was a lesson that, man, it stretched me all the way. It stretched me. I feel like I pulled a couple hamstring muscles because of that one. That one stretched me a ton. It stretched me like you can't believe. But I ended up, you know, just staying focused on what do I want? What do I want in the process? And I had to ask myself that because I was getting so far away from what I wanted, because I went from producing and proactive to reactive. I became reactive and I started reacting to just everything. And because I was reacting, it was throwing me all the way off my game plan. And that's a whole nother subject, being proactive as opposed to reactive. Because so many people are so reactive, but in reality, you need to be proactive in what you do. And I was reactive in what I was doing. But when I made the decision, like, you know what, enough is enough, I ended up making sure I was able to get the job done. And once I graduated from that, it's funny because you move on to the next lesson. The next lesson.
It don't stop, bro.
Right. New progression. New progression from a new lesson, boy. So I ended up.
It's a marathon, my brother.
And that's why I asked the question, what do you do when you don't even know you distracted? I didn't know I was distracted. I graduated from the last chapter with family issues. And I mean, I was pumped up because I'm like, oh my God, I'm glad that ain't happening no more. But I was being distracted by something else. Didn't even know it. Matter of fact, had a conversation with you and found out, like, wait a minute. I'm distracted again. Hold on, what's going on? And I found out it was just as bad as what I was going through when my brother was tripping, because it was taking me off of my focus, off of my zone. And so I had to realize that, like, wait a minute, I'm not performing at my peak. I'm not doing what I need to be doing. And that accountability partner is key, because y'all talk, you could start, you see some stuff that you normally wouldn't see, or your accountability partner, they would help you see something that you wouldn't see. They'll help mm-hmm. you, like, realize, like, wait a minute.
Because they got a different perspective. They got a different lens on it. So they're going to be able to hit you with the stuff that you can't see.
Right. And a lot of people, you know, I know in hip hop, they made it a big deal. I know Drake had a line saying it, you know, saying no new friends, all that stuff. That stuff don't work. You got to network with people. You got to be able to connect with people. People out here trying to be loners. Good luck. Good luck. Being a loner, good luck. I watched so many people do it. I watched my father do it. You need people to be successful, like, point blank.
Because you're gonna get stuck on whatever level you on. If you don't make and build new relationships, you're gonna get stuck at whatever level you at.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to die right there.
Die right there. And don't nobody know, because you're a loner. So now you just died and nobody knows.
You might level down low-key. You never know, you know. You know what I'm saying? You might get used to living a lifestyle that's not the high lifestyle. Mm-hmm. You might get used to the low lifestyle. So you like, if it get worse than this, I mean, hey. Mm-hmm. You know, it ain't like I'm living the best life anyway.
Mm-hmm. I'm not living my best life.
And I'm going back and forth with these.
Are you going back and forth, all right? Yeah. No, but that's real key. I feel like, you know, 2018, it was just so much that needed to be learned. Now 2019, it's like, okay, it's the year of the takeover. It's the year of productivity. It's the year of execution. We love that word, execution. Good execution. Shout out to Russell Westbrook, by the way, for good execution. Yeah, buddy. So we just want to make sure the people that's listening to this, just make sure, you know, you're not being distracted. Some of y'all that's listening to it, I don't even know you distracted, but distracted, you know, and now we able to help you understand that you distracted, because sometimes we don't know that we're distracted. And once you can determine that, you can turn that distraction into interaction with greatness. And then you go from there and you become great. You do what you need to do, but it's a lot of in-betweens. You know, once you graduate from one distraction, you go on to the next one. But when you focused on your goals and dreams, you got a accountability partner and everything, and you let go and let God or let whatever you believe in, you can actually make the deal happen. You can make it happen, because now you're not so caught up and focused, and you don't have so much invested emotionally on what you're trying to get done. You just let go. You like, all right, whatever. If it happened, it happened. If it don't, cool. Learn from it, and then we gonna make it happen sooner or later. Right now, I just need to do what I can control, and that's where people fail, is they try and control stuff they can't control. When I was into it with my brother and trying to get peace in my household, I was trying to control what I could not control. And that's probably one of the biggest distractions there is in life, is trying to control something you can't even control. And since you're trying to control something you can't control, you end up controlling nothing and feel powerless. And now life got you in the grapple, and you at life's mercy. And believe you me, nobody want to be at the mercy of life. Because life ain't, it's not a merciful
finish him.
Finish them all day long. Yeah, buddy. Like, yeah.
Definitely gonna finish you, man. Gonna be just like Mortal Kombat signature move.
Yeah, talking about flawless victory.
Get over here.
Yeah, but ladies and gentlemen, I hope this really helped y'all. I know it was something that I wish I would have heard this type of talk maybe 4 or 5 weeks ago. Far as with distractions, because you know, sometimes you pleasure can be so dangerous. You don't even know you being distracted. You know, I had people in my life, you know, or people that wasn't in my life come in my life, and I mean super duper cool, and they taking me away from my vision. You know, and I'm allowing that at the end of the day. You can't just let anything happen. I take complete responsibility of what goes on in my life, complete. You know, nobody can control me. And so when you have people come into your life, and you're gonna have some real cool people, but they taking you away from your game plan, when that happens, that's not good. So you got to be focused on what's at stake. So 2019, it's the year to take over. It's the year of prosperity. I decree wealth and health over everybody that's listening to this. People going to accomplish their goals and dreams like you can't believe. They're going to accomplish a lot. There's going to be some people by mid, I'm going to say this, by the middle of the year, they're not going to recognize who they are. I'm one of them. Because you're going to have so many things that's being accomplished and so many things that you accomplish that you won't recognize who you are. You're going to be like, wait a minute. I did that? I was able to do that? Wow. And it was because you just stay focused on what was at hand. See, people don't know that it's the little things that make up the big things. You're not going just out of the ordinary conquer something magnificent, something super big. No, it starts small. The ones you really, really, really ain't paying no attention to, because all the small stuff adds up. I got that from a book called The Compound Effect. If y'all haven't read that, read that. The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy. He talks about just the small activities you make. Small activities you make can make a big, big difference. And that's what it's all about. You got to be focused on the small things. It's so easy to do that it's easy not to do. That's how easy it is. So easy to do that it's easy not to do too. Because it's so simple. So, man, y'all keep that in mind. I'm out of words. There, you got any last comments?
Man, I think you pretty much hit it right on the nail, my brother. Don't think I really need to add to that, man. I think you pretty much covered it.
All right. Well, y'all, it's been real. It's been lovely. Hey, y'all, man, just reflect on what you're trying to get done. Reflect on your goals and dreams, and man, let's make it happen. 2019, we taking over this year. This is it. Takeover, baby.
You gotta want it. That's all I'm gonna say. You gotta want it. You gotta pump yourself up. That's how we gonna end it.
All the
That's
way.
All I gotta say to end, man. You gotta want it.
You gotta want it, baby. See y'all next time, man. Talk to y'all. Woo!
trying to get back to. I'm posted in the bed, I'm relaxing, and I see this bad girl, Michael Jackson. Nails did, hair done, with her swag on. Thick chick, the type of girl you could bag on. I seen her, I could take you to the VIP. All you gotta do is come roll with me. I promise I can fulfill your fantasy. Beauty out this world, I swear you touch another side of me. Especially when you're next to me. Excessively thinking how this was meant to be.